Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. Christians are under attack in the Middle East and are being killed because of their faith. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A number of Christian communities and churches in the Middle East have been the target of attacks by radical Islamist terrorists, with many of the attacks deadly, and scores of Middle Eastern Christians have been killed for no other reason than that they are Christians. These attacks are widespread throughout the Middle East. However, the Christian communities in Iraq and Egypt are the main focus of these horrific attacks, with both nations reporting that these attacks have taken place against churches during weekly services, with many Christian worshipers being killed. Radical Islamist websites have been circulating lists of churches with instructions on how to attack them, with one Al-Qaeda video calling for the jihadists to blow the church up at a time when they are packed with worshipers. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A campaign to attack the Christian communities and churches in the Middle East by radical Islamists is a page out of Bible prophecy for the end of times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Christian communities and churches in both Iraq and Egypt have come under attack by radical Islamists who are calling for the destruction of the cross in their internet communications to followers of the Muslim faith. The call on videos produced by Al-Qaeda to blow up churches while they are celebrating special holy days or any time when the churches are packed with worshipers is evidence of the intense campaign going on by the radical Islamists to destroy the Christian community in the Middle East. One radical Islamist website has been calling for attacks against the churches in Europe as well, with instructions on how to attack the churches. This report is only the tip of the iceberg as it relates to attacks on Christians in the Middle East and around the world. A study of Bible prophecy reveals that people of faith, those who believe in Jesus Christ, will be under attack with great force during the 7-year tribulation period to come. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, talks about those who will be slain because of their testimony and their love for the Word of God, the Bible. Verse 10 of Revelation 6 says that those who are being killed for their faith will ask God to intervene for their safety because it will be so bad. The ever-increasing attacks on Middle Eastern Christians by radical Islamists is indeed a page out of Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...